One of the most renowned Yupik skin sewers has died. Lucy Beaver passed away in Anchorage on August 23rd. No one's exactly sure how old she was, but those who knew her agree she was at least 100. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Angela Denning Barnes reports.
Lucy Beaver could have been as old as 113 years, according to her own accounts to family members. She was an icon within the Yupik community. Her portrait, taken by Alaskan photographer Myron Rosenberg, is known worldwide. The picture shows her holding her grandson, who is sleeping in her lap. They are both donning fur parkas. Beaver was known for her expert skin sewing and made mukluks, or Yupik winter boots, for hundreds, some say even thousands, of people over the years. She also made many parkas with intricate fur designs and beadwork. In a translated interview with KYUK in 1985, Beaver said she learned to sew on skins when she was a little girl by drawing designs in the mud with her story knife. She said no one taught her how to sew. She just watched others doing it. But she didn't always like it.
After I married, my husband used to have me sew. He'd let me sew on my own. I was a young girl then, and I enjoyed being outside. I wouldn't want to sew. And I'd cry because I hated to sew.
Beaver learned to like sewing parkas and boots the most because she said they were useful in keeping the body warm. Traditionally, men's parkas were made with fur from the backs of muskrats, and women's were made from the animal's belly fur. Here, she describes the significance of the wolverine tassels that hang from the front and back of a man's decorated parka.
They say the tassel on the lower right side is part of the one in the back. These represent pretend arrows. The arrow is shot, it goes into a person and goes through on the other side. Those people in the past used to say that this is why that decoration of a tassel was put on, this pretend arrow that was shot into a man.
Beaver said her designs turned out better than her mother's because she had more modern materials to work with. She adapted designs from the Yukon and upriver areas outside of her traditional family or village design. There was no real rhyme or reason. She said she used whatever design she liked. Beaver was born in a fall camp on the lower Kuskokwim River and was raised in Nunapachok, where she and her late husband George Beaver raised their children. Later, they relocated to Bethel, and there she was deeply devoted to the Moravian Church. Her home was built using one half of the original Bethel Moravian Church. She was often heard singing hymns in Yupik as she sewed. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.
You got you.